live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect, a time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
It's Tuesday, and it's the Susan and Angela Show. Again, every 2 weeks we're doing this. Angela Warren's with me again. You know, have you ever wondered what the real symbolism is of the 11th number? And have you ever wondered why sometimes you feel like you are having to walk through a pillar of new beginnings? And we're going to talk about change. We're going to talk about how things really get canceled out in our lives, and then we have to kind of walk through these two pillars for the new beginnings and new life changes. And we all go through it. Angela and I,
BBSRadio.com. Engaging.
Personally, I got some news yesterday.
Unforgettable.
You know, it's going to change my life. Hopefully for the better. We never know, but it is the beginning. So,
computer,
Angela.
It's the CBS, baby.
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. I'm excited. I think I've been pushed through some.
Right now, it's been a lot of cancellations of the old things not showing up quite the way you expected or not at all, and new things being pushed in, literally pushed in, like cancellations, last minute, people not showing, not being able to create the event that was going on. There's just a whole lot of stuff, and then, you know, the dynamic people show up, and these are like the new people that you really need to connect with, and, you know, I think we're pretty much at that end. We're coming up to, well, here we are in January, which is 1. We've got 11, which is 2011. But towards the next few days, 27th is Thursday, 29th is Saturday, which is another 11. So we've got a 1-11-11 again.
Well, I hope it's better than the last one.
Well, I think what it feels like is really setting us up for the brand new. You know, we strive because we, you know, humans have this, we have this habit of wanting to create consistency in our life. But, you know, when it's no longer working, we fight to be who we are not anymore. And really, 2011 is all about brand new beginnings.
False perfection we see the power of me.
I'm hoping for the days when we will see what
help
we're
others.
Fighting for cannot
very
compare to what we can achieve.
I'm so I was thinking you were going to go first. Well, thanks, Susan.
Yes,
tap into your thoughts, into your psyche, basically, and look and see what's going on. I go into the physical body, whether it's, and then look into mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, See where you may be blocked on any one of those levels and beyond. And then the mediumship or the medium type work is actually using the other side of the people that are no longer with us, or spirits, guides, or you know, family members, whomever, and them feeding back the information to me as well. So the bonus in what I do is not only can I read you, but the input that also comes in, because reading someone's energy is really about where their next step is. And that's kind of the fine line between the psychic work and the mediumship work. So reading you, and then the next step I take is knowing your actual direction. So what's in your highest and best good, and not just by the thoughts that you're creating, when really not always is in your highest and best interests. Hence the reason why we're into the, you know, the January and the 11/11s and all the cancellations. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are finding that this is happening. You know, the aches and the pains and getting out of the old, and we're all being rewired right now. And in saying that, the other part is the healing aspect of what I do. I mean, years ago, I trained as a Reiki master. I took the reflexology courses. You know, I did all the physical stuff, learned the anatomy and the nutrition and everything else that goes with it. And since then, being able to better define what it is I do now as part of being able to work on the spiritual realm, knowing when there are spirit attachments, knowing when there are different things that you've left behind, and where you get to need to go and look and get back what is no longer what no longer is of use. So, you know, spirit attachments is one thing. Sometimes we've you know, been through trauma or drama in our life where different types of attachments have come in, and they're kind of running that program. The pillars of time that you mentioned is about going back, whether it's past life or past in this life or even future projection, and where we've set up roadblocks or blockages or sabotaging of ourselves to go and remove that on whatever level it may be, whether it's, you know, dimensionally. And let me tell you, I work a lot of the whole multidimensional level, never in one place at the same time, if that makes any sense to you. So basically, I mean, I work from many volumes. I'm a life coach. You know, I've taken all the courses, been there, done that. But what I do now is I have really developed and personalizing things for people, because we are so fine-tuned, and we are so so much of a multi-level dimensional being, all of us. We're all being rewired.
Very interesting. So we're going to allow people in a little bit to call in if you want to do have a reading with Angela, or both of us. Who knows what may come from me.
Yeah, we might get a double whammy.
I know. That number is 888-815-9756. So, me.
Yes.
I am.
I am.
I've spent most of my career as a professional genealogist, believe it or not. I got involved in it when I owned a business in media communications, so I have a strong communications background, obviously in radio, TV, film. That's why I'm doing the radio show. However, I was always on the technical side rather than the talent side. So, you know, this is kind of a big jump across the fence for me. But as a genealogist, you know, very much like a medium and others, you know, I deal with dead people, and I deal with people's ancestors, and I deal with people's issues and people's lessons that they learn by really the study of where they came from. And really it's more in tune with the study of self. Sometimes if we don't know who we are or where we're going, unless we know where we came from. So as you deal with past lives, I deal with ancestral, and the chain of ancestral. I'm very got very involved, Angela and audience, actually, about 4 years ago, January 4th this year, where I went in for a what was supposed to be routine and turned out to be almost catastrophic, but I'm here to talk about it. And but I went in for a routine procedure, lost all the blood flow to my brain, had a major stroke, but they were able to get me back into surgery quick enough to bring me back and have very little lingering issues. The biggest issue that I had to deal with is my right hand thought it was a left. But in any event, I had two left hands for about a year. But in any event, you know, as I dealt with the physical issues and the emotional issues, the biggest problem that I had in coming back was really digging deep into my spirit. I realized that there was a reason and a purpose that I didn't leave this earth plane at the time. And spent a couple of years trying to figure out exactly what this purpose was, because I had spent a majority of my life, about 25 years, as the founder of one of the first online internet genealogy sites that became well-renowned, and very proud of what I did. So I had to really rethink what I wanted to do. And when I went through the process, I worked with several people in the spiritual world who really wanted to connect with their ancestors. And it was very interesting how I started to combine the two skills, the intuitive skills as well as my genealogical skills, to help solve people's research issues or finding things that were really difficult to find. So I take great pleasure in really using both my research skills as well as my intuitive skills when I work with clients. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the last year and a half, I was one of the top providers with Ancestry.com. And I guess what I was talking about, you know, being pushed through the pillars, yeah, we found out yesterday on short notice that they are terminating the project for which I was a provider. So, you know, while it was not my only source of revenue, and while we've been able to maintain great client relationships and ongoing and repeat and referral business, you know, it's a big part you know, is going to disappear here. So we're excited about it, because one of the things, Angela, I want to do, and I had started putting the balls in motion, but now they're in motion. So it's gone from, you know, the thinking phase into the action phase.
Right.
A little kick that we need sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the things that I really want to do is I really want to help other people, you know, get involved in genealogy. And I'd like to get kids involved in genealogy at a younger age. I think it's very important when parents and grandparents and even great-grandparents are still living that kids can begin to utilize all the skills that, you know, we develop as genealogists, and that is history, sociology, geography, and things where we can put it into a personal perspective, and people seem to learn more and learn faster mm-hmm. when you know, can say, hey, my family came from this little town in Lithuania, that you might have a little bit more interest in going out and finding out where this little town in Lithuania is on a map,
right.
if it's yours, rather than if you're sitting there listening to a history teacher. So I've got some exciting things that I want to do, and putting together the workshops, and very active in DNA for genealogical purposes, and you know, just all kinds of ideas. And then I do want to incorporate some of the spiritual gifts that I have, and the spiritual gifts of some of my colleagues as well, for both these purposes. So, in a nutshell, that's SusanEKing.com.
It's interesting how we, I don't know, what was the first part of your January like, literally?
not what I expected. And I think we talked about this. I was expecting 1-1, you know, to be, you know, a very exciting time. You know, I struggled with a death in the family of a very young cousin, and somebody I went to school with kind of hit the first week of January. Thought 1-11-11 was going to be a major kickoff moment, and found that I struggled through that day more than I anticipated. We did the show that day, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
And you know, now we have, you know, this new adventure. So, you know, it hasn't been exactly what I you know, and we've talked about the outcome. So, you know, I'm not surprised. And, you know, I had been planning some of these things all along. You know, sometimes, as you mentioned earlier in the show, we sometimes need a little bit of a kick to get us through the door.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. We're speaking of colleagues. There's so many coincidences that are going on. Yesterday, a colleague of mine called me up, and she, a few days ago, was out, and she was totally out of her territory and area, and she was doing something, and somebody literally backed right into her. And, you know, she came back with the same message. We both started talking about it. You know, cancellations of a lot of things in her life did get canceled, as well as staying home more, because we have so much more have access to things like the way you and I are talking right now, you know, doing teleclasses, saving on, you know, airline tickets and flying certain places, teleclasses and webinars, you know, the comfort of being in your own home and learning is absolutely amazing where technology's taken off.
And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I called a friend Sunday night because, you know, I hadn't been out of the house all weekend. And I called and I said, I need some human interaction.
It's true. I get that. I did the same thing. And I try to, you know, it's funny. Tuesday nights are kind of my night out where I get to actually go to the movies, and I've been trying to do that just so I can have some interaction, because other than that, and chamber breakfast, because I'm chamber executive board here in the small town that I live in Uxbridge, and you know, those are my big days out, so it's really getting that interaction. But when you come back, I don't know about you, but don't you feel like really fulfilled in a different way?
Yes.
There was another thought that just came to me. One of this is funny. Somebody said to me today, this afternoon before I got to go out and do some errands. Chamber was this morning and then running some errands. And today, somebody said to me, who is so unfamiliar with the whole energy work, had said, you know, there was a gentleman talking on the radio station the other day that you can actually do Reiki long distance.
Wow.
I know. And for all those people out there that know that second level Reiki, would probably find that quite humorous right now. But, you know, Reiki, I guess when it was first introduced, it had to be this hands-on laying of hands. So people understood it. They were able to touch. The energy was transferred, and people understood that. And then it went a little bit beyond that where, you know, there was the just above the body, because I am a Reiki master and I've taught Reiki. I've also taken reconnective healing, had a reconnection, and can do reconnections. And, you know, it was that off the body thing that was happening, and people were a little leery. And now, to most people right now, 5 years later from when I took it, it means nothing. It's like, oh yeah, that's so in right now, that's the thing to do. And when he said, yeah, the guy was really freaked out, but Ange, did you know that? He says, I go, yeah.
Well, you know, going back many, you know, many, many years, I mean, I used to go see a psychic back in the 70s, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, at those days and times, you had to physically set up an appointment and go in. I mean, they didn't do telephone readings, and they didn't do radio readings. And, you know, so, you know, even as great as, you know, every field. It doesn't matter what field you're in, whether it's the genealogy field or, you know, the mediumship. It's all, you know, really taken off and become totally different in the last 25, 30 years. And it's mind-boggling. And I guess what's even going to be more mind-boggling is what may come of the future.
Yes. Yes. You know what? God, you kind of stumped me there for a minute because it's like, where do I go with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just, I brought it up because, I mean, you know, I was watching the news the other day, which I don't do very often, but they had some guy on where he has developed a 3D printer. And you can literally print something, it comes out in a three-dimensional object.
Really?
And I thought to myself, I said, well, this is really kind of cool. You know, not certain, you know, what I would do with it. You know, I don't know if I could, you know, print a, you know, somebody's ancestor's picture and make it into a three-dimensional object. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, it could be kind of...
That's kind of cool.
Who knows? I mean, you know, it is kind of cool. Any event, I'm going to give out the number again. If you all are out there, want a reading, we are available today, 888-815-9756. If you are sharing in some of the same feelings and senses and want to talk about it, we're here to talk with you and speak with you. You know, it's definitely new times, different times, and, you know, an adventurous times. A lot of people think that, you know, when you're faced with change, like Angela and I have shared with you, that it's a negative, and it's not. It's actually something that can be very positive. And you have to look at it from all kinds of ways on how you can make a change that will benefit your goals and your dreams in a very positive way. So what are you doing about your business? Have you made some changes?
Well, you know what? And it's funny because the gentleman that we had speaking today, I am making changes, actually. I couldn't figure out – he made a really interesting analogy, and he had people stand up within in the morning and had them pretend they were starfishes and all their tentacles poking out. And it's so true. It, you know, we all show up with this kind of networking attitude about, you know, how can I – encourage my business or encourage people to come to my business, and you know, what are the benefits and where are the values and the whole social media thing, and it's about getting your information out there, and it's about doing a service. And you know, I've been putting information out there freely, getting people and talking to them and introducing them to this whole new energetic way of living and living consciously and being open and understanding things a little bit more. And it was really funny when he said, because it's very true. I mean, let's put a bunch of people, let's stand them all up. Let's make sure they stay standing. This is the way he and I were kind of, you know, empowering people to be of their own pillar, their own strength, and going out and telling other people. But what happens so often, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but you kind of become like this secret, or you kind of feel like sometimes people are carrying the secret. Well, I know the little, you know, bits and pieces of a success, and I have watched people stop themselves talking before they're about to, what they feel like they're giving something away. Do you know what I'm talking about? When it's like, you know, they're telling you the success story, but they won't tell you how they got there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, why are we not all sharing this information? Because, you know, if I empower you and you go out and empower 10 more people and they go out and empower, you know, 50 more people and so on and so forth, don't we all become better people? Don't we become our own strengths?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to somebody last night, you know, who also is being affected by this change that we're all going through. But, you know, we were really talking about how important it is for all of us, you know, to begin to dig deep. And that I really think that you know, we've learned from the mistakes that we've seen with the economy over these many few years, because the few years feel like many, where, you know, we were run by greed and we were run by huge conglomerates. And I really think that the time, once again, is coming back to the small business, the mom and pop, where you can walk into a place and get the service and the professionalism that you need. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that starting a new business and refocusing a business is there's no better time than now. This is the time to do it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, talking about everybody's business, really. You know, it doesn't matter where you are in the world anymore, because we can all connect. You know, if somebody says to me, oh gosh, I've been looking for my family, you know, you're my first person I'm going to think of. The whole genealogy thing. You know, oh my gosh, you got to call, you know, Susan and go from there. The whole economy thing that you touched on, I was just writing down a couple notes here. On my website, when you go to my website, you know, AngelaHornStudio.com, there is a specific place. So I've got coaching, I've got readings, and I've got energy work. So depending on what kind of service you need from me, I am so open. And this is the other thing we talked about this morning was, you know, if you, for any reason, can't make the financial requirements. I have a donate button on there, and I am more than happy and willing to work with people. The one thing the gentleman spoke about this morning, and he's doing something similar, is an exchange. Because if you've got a gift certificate and it's worth $100 worth of gas, or you've got a grocery certificate and it's worth $50, you know what? Money doesn't have to exchange hands. But if you have something of the same value, we need to start looking at crossing services and using them, because personally, just my personal, at some point money is going to come to the point, because you don't see a lot of money cross hands these days. We went through a phase, I think about a year ago, where a lot of cash went back and forth and from hand to hand, but now you see it on credit cards, you see it on debit cards, you see it on gift cards. People are giving gift cards. Right. There's a lot of that exchange going on, and it's something that, you know, it made me think, and I thought, you know, I already have that donate button on there, and that is what the purpose of that donate button is. If you can't make whatever it is the cost of my fee, I am more than happy to willing to work with people out there.
And I do pretty much the same thing. I don't have a donate button, but
well,
I have a gift certificate button.
Well, yeah, I have a gift certificate button too, but, you know, that's also about gifting for someone else. And then I, you know, forward an email and an actual email or print and send whatever. But the whole point is the donate. It's an open button. So well, if you say, yes, I want to sign up, I want to have this done with you, it's not a specific amount. I'm not going to hold to that specific amount, but let's work within the means of what you can work with.
Right, and that's really what I do to you. I mean, I have a lot of clients where they do the work, and I just kind of guide them as a consultant and say, you know, this is where you need to go next, this is where you need to look.
Yep.
And, you know, these are, you know, things that we can do without, you know, pretty much, you know, taking up, you know, extraordinary amounts of my time. You know, genealogy research is a very time-consuming process. Those who are involved in it, no. You know, I am, with 30 years of experience, I'm pretty quick. And, you know, having been involved in the field as deeply as I have been involved, you know, I'm very well aware of where the resources are and, you know, what's available. So I don't have to do a whole lot of research on the research, more or less. But in any event, it can be very time consuming. And so, you know, we do work with clients on a, you know, consulting basis, which, you know, we share our knowledge and we're more than happy to impart that on a, you know, I mean, if it takes 2 minutes to tell them where to go next, then, you know, what's the big deal?
Let me ask you this. Do you have, one of the things that's coming to mind, because we also talked about this morning, was repeat business. Do you have repeat business?
Yes.
Do you have referrals?
Yes.
Okay. So that's good.
A lot of repeat, actually. Once we get involved with a client, it you know, we can be involved for several years. in various parts, because, you know, everybody has multiple family lines, and we may start on one family line for a particular client. We, you know, proceed down that path, and then they say, well, now I want to work on this one, and now I want to work on this one. So it splits up and allows people to budget the time over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we do a lot of that.
I laugh because it almost sounds like some of the things that I do because, you know, once you tap into a family line within, you know, you as a physical being, and where do these learned behaviors come from, or what did attach to you from here, or what went on there? It's kind of the similar thing. It's like peeling back the layers to get to the gold, right?
It is. And, you know, it's really amazing, Angela, because every client I take on, I mean, I know that there's a spiritual reason that someone is opening up and wanting to learn more about who their family is, or who are the parents of their great-great-grandparents. You know, they're stumped. They don't know where to go next.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that they're trying to follow that chain.
It's about going home.
And, you know, every time we take on a client, you know, we get as excited about the find for them as they get excited about us finding it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's where our joy comes in doing the work that we do. And is the joy in solving not only a puzzle, but, you know, in providing the links that some people, you know, are looking for.
As you know,
as a professional, sometimes we aren't always as successful as we would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we share in that disappointment as well.
Mm. I don't have that problem.
Well, you know, we get to the point where the records just don't exist. You know,
yeah, that's kind of a stumper.
They burned up in a fire, and you know, we get to a particular point, and the record that we need is just simply not around.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a block. That would be. I hear what you're saying in that respect.
But that's where we use our intuitive skills. And, you know, and it's really kind of interesting. I mean, I get a little excited because, I mean, when I start working on a family, I mean, I kind of see the family. I see the people. I feel the people. You know, I can look at a census record, and it's not just what I read on the paper. I feel it. It's something that a lot of genealogists don't do, but there are a lot that do. They just don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I attach. And I attach to these particular family members. And in so doing, I use some of my intuitive skills to break down some of the brick walls. It's kind of interesting, you know, and I might sit down and say, you know, and I get really frustrated and call out the person's name and say, tell me where to go next.
Exactly. And that, you know what, that's a gift in itself. But and what you do in your business and how to connect with that, you know, we can all learn to do that in any business and just call out and ask, where do we go next? Because the universe is so open, all you have to do is ask and be open.
Do you hear that thumping in the background?
There's a thumping?
Do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it on my end.
Okay, well, I have a puppy sound asleep with her tail thumping on the sofa.
Oh, no, I can't hear that.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Know if anybody else can hear it, but no, that's hilarious. Sound asleep? She must be excited
sound asleep.
About something.
Sound asleep, and her tail's just thumping, thumping, thumping.
Oh. Hmm.
And I don't know, she must be connecting with somebody's ancestor. I don't know, because it just started when we were talking about that.
Somebody must be petting her. And she must be excited about the whole being petted or something. I don't know. Something's setting her off.
It's really crazy. Anyway, phone number 888-815-9756. It's a wonderful opportunity to have a reading with Angela
and or Susan today.
Aha. I don't know if I can do one. I got thumping in the background. Well, you know, we just really, you know, sometimes we have to lighten up. You know, we can do these shows, and they're so serious. And you know, and we want to impart, you know, information that can be beneficial. I don't know if anybody's out there thinking about starting a new business. There are two of us here that have done this multiple times. I'm on my third. How many have you done?
You know what? This is my only one business, and I've been actually doing this, I guess, now for, it's funny, 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had a media production company in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I had the internet site in the 90s and early, 2000s. Well, almost all the way through 2008.
Wow.
And then I've been doing doing this pretty much since for about 2 years. So.
Wow. Now, I left my corporate job back in the late 90s, and I had been doing this all along. I took my first, you know, tarot class back when I was 18. So I had been doing tarot for a very long time, and then I started taking the, like I said, the other courses, the Reiki and the therapeutic touch and the aromatherapy massage and the reflexology. You know, it was all that. I just wanted to learn. I was like a sponge, just wanting to soak everything up, and took advanced channeling throughout the year. So I just kept really learning different people's techniques, you know, developing my own. And then I would say probably in the last 5 years, I've been more so really developing my own, getting myself out there, and helping a lot of people. I do a lot of volunteer work as well. And, so I would say, full-time self-employed, doing this 11 years. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I've been self-employed pretty much all my life. So, yeah, I've had quite a bit of experience, and I'm hoping that I've learned all my lessons.
Yes.
You know, we do. But, you know, my spiritual side, I really started developing in my 20s. And I started seeing a psychic, and I took those days, it was called Alpha Meditation. And then I read a book called Inner Guide Meditating, where it was an interesting concept and almost similar to what a lot of people are doing today, is where you took the various pieces of yourself and you personified them and you talked to them. It was like, you know, my friends used to call me split personality person because we had so many things going on. I would just, you know, you take care of the books, you take care of this, you take care of finding new business, you take care of doing this. And I really assigned the task. And I mean, I was, you know, seemed to get everything done, and it was pretty amazing. But I started doing readings for the first time probably in the late 70s. And then I got out of it. I started dealing with dead people and the genealogy. And I don't know, I guess I didn't see the connection back then, and I got out of it. So my reawakening came 4 years ago.
Right, when you had everything basically wake you up.
I had a big wake-up call. And, you know, that's really something, too, that I think everybody really needs to pay attention to. I mean, if things are not feeling right in your life, if you don't deal with it then, it will deal with you.
Yes, it's true.
And we actually have a caller.
Wow.
And he's from the great land of Canada. Tobias.
Hello.
Tobias, how are you?
Hi. I'm not too bad at all. How are you both?
We're doing great.
That's wonderful. I feel like I'm a psychic. I don't know. It's like I'm stalking psychics the last few days because I've got into Rebecca the other day and been going through some really interesting things in the last couple of years. And I find it really, really interesting, all the things you're talking about, because there's so many changes. And, yeah, I was just wondering a few things, but...
Well, you have a specific question there to us, or do you want me to start spewing?
I'd love you to spew. That would be wonderful.
Start spewing, Angela.
Tobias, are you from out west?
I'm from Vancouver, but I live in central Canada now.
Oh, okay, good. The first thing I actually pick up on you, a lot of this stuff right now is a big eye-opener for you. I've got this hand at your back, and it's pushing you forward, and you're kind of got the brakes on with your heels dug in pretty strong about some fears about moving forward. Are you in the middle of switching out your job right now?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for work, and you're very right about that. It's confusing.
Okay. Tobias, we could, I'm getting some really heart strong. I feel like you've been, it feels like you've been in some challenges in the past. I feel like you're at a crossroads right now. Your stomach's really uptight, and I'm feeling like a heaviness on your chest, and you're just looking for the answer. So you're not spending a lot of money right now looking for all your answers, are you? You're not going from psychic to psychic right now?
No, not at all. It's just the last 3 days I happened to get into two shows and wonderful, wonderful advice.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like there's still going to be a couple more days. They're saying the number 5 is a good number for you right now. I would say in the next 5 days, it feels like you're just going to wake up. The other part is that the universe is saying, listen, Tobias, you need to be open. To be open. I really feel like you do have the brakes on, and I feel like it's because you've had some, I get the words trauma, but it feels like a regular job is not really your fit. You're feeling like, there feels like there's been some chaos or the word I'm looking for is, bear with me 1 second, is, Oh my gosh, I'm being so blocked. Tobias, what are you doing right now?
You know what? You're right, because just 2 years ago, I had an accident and I broke my neck, and they didn't keep my job for me, and that's part of the confusion. I'm healing really well, and I'm doing a lot better. But you're right. It's just so hard to find my focus, and there are so many things I'm able to do, but I'm just, I've got a block too, and I don't know what's doing it.
Well, I'm gonna spew in here.
Good.
Great.
Maybe Tobias. That's my block.
I was working with a friend on this over the weekend, actually, and what you need to do is you need to think with your heart instead of your head. Mm. And sometimes we get so blocked by using and analyzing everything that is going on and dealing with our head chatter that, if there's so many things that you know how to do, sit down and make a list of all of them, and then with your hand over your heart, start to mention them and see how you feel. And rule out the ones that don't feel good. And then from there, you have, a little bit more of a direction of what you want to focus on. And focus on the flow of your heart. There's Summer McStravick does this flow dreaming. I used to do something very similar to flow dreaming where I just would have live daydreams. And I would just follow myself through the process of taking a situation and, if I'm doing this, how am I going to feel when I wake up every day? I see my days progressing? And I would go through this process, to identify the things that I really felt good about. Mm-hmm. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that does make sense a lot. There is something inside of me that is like a switch that turns itself off just before great things are created or great things happen, it seems, recently. And
I'm laughing because this is exactly what Angela and I talked about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Really?
And it is right. about, we talked about this. It's the basis of what The Secret was built on, and that is shutting things down before the miracle happens.
Yeah. It's about digging that extra foot and knowing that pot of gold is right under it. And we do that because we do it out of fear. We do it out of fear that we're not going to live our passion or we're not. The problem is that we end up questioning ourselves way too much instead of just, as Susan had said, you know, going with your passion, opening up your heart and allowing that to flow through you. And it's really simple. You ask of your highest good and you feel it. And it will come to you. And the answers are right there. I get my best insight in the shower.
Yes. Mine comes first thing in the morning. When I open up my eyes, that's when I have all my thoughts.
Mm.
And
you know, being open to bias, just living, as I say, living consciously, being in the flow and not being attached, as we've talked about in other shows, not being attached to the outcome, because what it does, it sets up obstacles for you so you can gather the fear. Just let it go. Go with the open heart. Just open up your mind. And, you know, if the fear does come up and you put that, say, okay, what's stopping me? You know, what is it? Break it down. Start writing out, you know, some stuff in a journal. Ask yourself, what is stopping me? Make your do and don't list. Your don'ts are first and then your do's are second. Because your do's are what you're moving forward with. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
The other thing, too, is don't worry about how long it takes for it to gel.
Exactly.
You know, there's no... The perfect time is the now time. And it will gel. And it will come together, and one day you will wake up and, you know, have that moment where you said, aha. But if you focus on, I've got to make a decision in the next 2 weeks, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's interesting,
You're putting too much pressure on yourself. But if you take the steps toward processing the information, one day, sooner than you think, it will all come together, and when it does, everything will fall together in perfect order, and you will know that it's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have to agree with you completely, and I think that one of the biggest things that, certainly myself am working on most recently is fear, and boy, oh boy, what a difference if we can push that fear away and not let it affect. It's interesting, at the beginning of this call, you felt the heaviness in my chest and the knot in the pit of my stomach, and they're gone now, but you're absolutely right. And if we can push that fear away, then we can connect to our real goals, our real dreams, and I know I can do it. I've done it probably my whole life. It's just very strange to me because there's such a change in the last 2 years with the way I meditate, with the way I connect, with the way I see my world. And really, I think you've given me some wonderful things to think about and processes to go through. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. Tobias, I just want to add one extra thing. One of the things that Susan talked about when she talked about the fear, here's something else I just kind of want to throw in the pot for you. You know, they're not always your own fears. It could be fears of other people. So you might want to even say, you know, do I even own this? Is this even mine? Or is this coming from mother, father, teacher?
Ancestors.
Ancestors. You know, is this something that your learned behaviors have taught you all your life when, you know, you're just the little boy. Well, you can't be this or you can't be that. And, you're just the little girl. So you can't grow up learning this and knowing that. So, for people that are listening, they might want to just ask, is this mine? Does this come from somewhere else? Is this something I need to unplant, that seed that's been sabotaging me all this time? Because, you know, your stomach is your solar plex. So if all that energy is coming in there, you know, that pit's gone now because we've accessed it. And it's not going to be a part of your new process. So now you've just gotten some new tools to learn to say, you know, I can let go of this heaviness. I don't have to do all the work. I can allow for the universe to show up and take some of this weight off me, because I don't need to make sure that everything lines up. You know, ducks don't really line up, people. They actually swim in, you know, little clods or whatever they're called. You know what I mean? So maybe
Absolutely.
That might be a little more helpful for you, you know, because they're not always yours. You do not always own those thoughts.
That's so interesting, because just last night I was thinking that exact thing. I was listening to something on the radio, and it was a big eye-opener. And, boy, that's really interesting that you just brought the same thing up, not being, you know, my own feelings always, because it could definitely be people around or, you know, maybe even people that have passed or different energies. So, yeah, wonderful.
Well, that's why in the beginning of the show when I had mentioned, you know, we are no longer who we thought we were.
Yeah. It's so true. Everything's changing, and we all talk about, you know, it feels like time's speeding up. Well, I think a lot of things are definitely changing, and I think we've got lots to look forward to. I really do.
Well,
and you do too.
Regardless.
And so do you.
Yeah. You do too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tobias.
Bless your hearts, both of you.
You know, Angela, it's really interesting, and I know that we're going to be having to wrap this up fairly quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
And in a matter of probably about 5-6 minutes. But, you know, one of the things that I did when I was trying to get back my spiritual being and trying to determine where I was going, very much like Tobias, you know, I turned to internet radio and especially spiritual radio and, you know, found and listened to it a lot and found that it was very, very, very comforting for me. But it also connected me with the right people at the right time to give me the right thoughts to, you know, process you know, what I had just been through. I mean, Tobias had a serious injury too, and I can certainly relate to that. And there's a disconnect, a spiritual disconnect that comes from a serious injury. And as the doctors will tell you, you know, the physical comes back first, then you have to deal with the emotional, and it comes back second. Mm-hmm. And the thing that takes the longest to get back is your spirit. It's like, it leaves you.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's like, you know, your spirit is way out there, and you're having to, you know, grab it and take a fishing rod and try to reel it back in until it comes back into you.
Oh, yeah.
And so you feel very disconnected from your own spirit. It's very interesting. And I've told this story, I think, maybe a couple times. But it was a year after my incident. I took a cruise. I went swimming with the dolphins. And it was at the very minute that the dolphin came up to me and I was in the line to kiss me that my spirit came back. It was a jolt. The dolphin got up on its hind back fins, dorsal fins, and started dancing around the group. And the trainer looks at me. He says, "I have never seen Calypso do this." And it was... I have it on video because they taped it and I bought it, but it was amazing, amazing. So, you know, when we do have serious illness and things like that, that we have a spiritual disconnect, and internet radio is a wonderful place to reconnect and to help you reconnect, as well as go swimming with a dolphin.
Mm.
If you have access to that and you're spiritually disconnected, go. I'm going to tell you, they are the best healers in the world. So, in closing, Angela, for those out in the audience who would like to reach you,
sure.
How do they get a hold of you?
Through my website at www.angelahornstudio.com, and that's Horn with an E. I'm available by Skype. All the information's there on the website, and I'd love to hear from people.
And you can connect with me through my website. It's SusanEKing.com. And again, we have all of our contact information up there as well. We're in the process of adding a lot of new services, and not all back, all up there yet, but hopefully it will be soon. Angela, 2 weeks from today, right?
Yes, yes. This has been
we'll
awesome.
Be back, and hopefully you guys will be out there. Tobias, if you're hanging around, we want to hear back from you, and we want to hear how things are progressing in 2 weeks. So,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, and if it hadn't happened in 2 weeks, we want to hear that, too. In any event, we want to hear back from y'all. If anybody else next 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, want to give us a shout, please do. This
Thanks,
is Susan,
Susan
King with my guest, Angela Horn, and we will see you next week. It's my solo show. Who knows what goes?
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week, we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.